morning, and welcome to Moody Manatee Studios. You're here for the interview for the Open Network Tech role, is that correct? Awesome. Please, start by telling me a bit about yourself and why you think you're a good match for this position. Are you all right? Your voice is all shaky and you seem to be quite unfocused. What am I doing here, you ask? Well, sometimes I just like to decide all by myself on who's going to support our little outfit here. As you're surely aware, this company is my first foray into producing movies as opposed to just acting in them. So, I prefer a rather hands-on approach to personal selection. And honestly, I like seeing people get all flustered when it's suddenly me doing the interviewing. A first glimpse into how they'll handle unexpected situations, if you will. Did that answer your question? Good. Now, once again, please, why should you get this job? I see. Seems that you've definitely got the drive that's necessary for this opening. CV looks good as well, and your references are nothing short of splendid. And Becca from HR wanted to hire you right away. I guess that makes you a perfect match. But one more little thing, though. You see, my team is quite thorough when it comes to background checks. You wouldn't believe how insidious this business can get. It's so sad that this has to be a necessity. But anyways, why didn't you tell me about your little writing skills? No, silly. I don't mean writing code or any of that Frankie boring network stuff. I'm talking about this quaint fanfiction you published a year ago. The one that goes like, suddenly he was being shoved into a black van and swiftly found himself lying on the floor as a firm yet warm hand clamped his mouth shut, muffling his startled cry. He could only notice her piercing gaze that... No. Don't get up. This interview is not over. Sit down. Now. Good. I don't get why you're so anxious all of a sudden. It's just a story, after all. A story where a famous, beautiful actress, who is described as looking like me an awful lot, abducts a shy network tech, locks him into a mansion, and goes on to tie up his body, ravage his holes, and turn his brain to mush over and over again. And now that same network tech wants me to give him a job. Please don't sue me. Please don't ruin my life. Oh, shut up. Look at me. This whole thing can go two ways. Option one, I'll hire you for the IT role that you actually applied for. We'll forget this talk has ever happened, and you'll probably continue to fawn over me from a distance. I might flash you a smile in the hallway from time to time, but that will be the extent of our interaction. You'll see me and forever wonder what could have been. Option two, we try this thing. We'll turn your little abduction fantasy into a real-time live-action special starring both of us. But it's going to be directed by me. I can assure you that I won't let anything bad happen to you once you're in. You'll have no control over the plot. You can, of course, always ask me to let you go, but once you're out forever. It seems like you're speechless. You're leaning in, though. Does my hand feel the way you imagined it to? I'm only choking you so lightly, but I can feel your heart throbbing as if it might jump out of your chest any time. Look at my face. The one you've described in so much detail in your writing. It's even more gorgeous in the flesh, isn't it? You could have this if you let me have you completely. I could kiss you, or spit in your mouth. Or do both. Hey, don't bliss out on me just yet. That's better. Are you lucid enough to answer me now? Full sentences, please. Please abduct me, ma'am. Please. Oh, I'm gonna enjoy this so much. So, let's start off with the first little plot change. Whisking someone away in a black van is just too predictable after all. Becca, get the jet ready for our valued guest. Isn't this fun already? I've got you tied up, snug as a bug in my private jet. We're currently cruising at 45,000 feet, And you don't even have the slightest clue where we're going. I'll spread out on that bed, arms and legs bound with the softest rope. Even if you slipped out of your bounds, there'd be nowhere for you to run.
No, don't even try to touch me. Maybe you'll get a chance at that in the future, but you're just gonna let me have my way with you for a start.
You should totally see yourself blushing right now. I know all your obsession with these clear vinyl gloves, the sounds they make when I rub my hands together, the way they hug my slender fingers, black nails visible through the plastic, the knowledge that there's a thin barrier between my skin and yours that lets my touch feel all the sweeter. Every time I put these on, you're gonna get so weak for me, and I don't even have to get my precious hands dirty. So this is quite convenient for me as well. Oh my god, please? Look at that despair on your face. How delightful. I bet right now you're thinking about that adorable handjob scene you've written. Let me just pull down these pants of yours. I'm gonna need to get that first go-orgasm out of you anyway. Tough luck that I prefer a very different, more efficient style of milking. I'm gonna wank you off hard and fast and rough until you spurt everywhere for me. Just gotta spit on my hands now. That's the only lube you're getting. Is my little toy already writhing and gasping and pleading? I'm just fucking getting started.
Swallow, or I might need to clamp your mouth shut until you do.
Good toy. You want me to smother you anyways? Maybe I will. If you ask nicely.
No. None of that, please, ma'am.
Again, that is boring. Call me Princess. Good. And no more yapping for you.
This is so exciting.
One gloved hand on your face and one on your dick, and I've completely shut down your brain. You can't run, you can't talk, you can't even breathe if I don't want you to. You're completely and utterly helpless. And... I'm just gonna jerk you off as hard as I can. I could buy your whole damn life so easily, but I don't even need to do that. I already own you, and you're loving every second of it. Look at me. Tell me how pretty I am. Tell me how much you adore your princess. Oh, you can't talk right now, but you can come for me. Give me that orgasm. It's mine. You can do better than that. Come on. Come on, stay in the... No. Stay with me. Yeah. Oh my gosh, I can see so much pre-cum. Come on, I know you can do better than that. I want you to spurt all over. I'm not even being gentle with you right now. Come on. Ah, good. Good toy. Give it all to me. You know, I could just continue stimulating you when you're all sensitive like this. Maybe slip a finger in your ass and push it down on that little prostate of yours. I actually rarely feel like doing that. Maybe beg me not to. Oh, you still can't speak. Guess you just signed up for round two. You know what? I'm feeling really merciful today. Shake your head if you want me to stop.
You're not shaking your head. You're even spreading your legs. You're offering yourself to your princess.
I'm gonna make you go crazy. Now, I'll definitely need some lube for this. Feel my finger poking at your entrance? Just one. Let me in. Don't fight it. That's my good toy. And there's... spot.
How does it feel to get your prostate milked while my hand is pleasuring your used up dick?
You're shaking, whimpering, but your heart is a rock again. Oh, whoops.
Another little finger and you're screaming. You're trying to scream my name, but it's too difficult for you to get the sounds right. I'm in your ass and in your head, and you just know that I'm the most gorgeous woman you've ever fallen for. And I want you to come. Now. Look at that little dribble. You're all spent. Tell me how perfect I am for making you feel like this. That's my good... Wait, hey. You're crying. What's wrong? You adore me so much, but you're feeling really scared and helpless with the whole situation right now. Okay, I'm undoing your ties right now. There. Look, may I hug you? Thanks. I'm gonna snuggle up right now. You're safe here, I promise. I know I was being very mean, but I swear, this is all just a game. I've got you, and everything is okay. You can rest a little, and soon we're gonna land somewhere really nice. We'll get to know each other. For real, I promise. And of course, you can go wherever you'd like. I mean, even if you really want to leave, I'm not going to stop you. But I do think you'll like being in my presence a lot more, though. Do you want to hop in the shower? I can wash your hair if you'd like me to. Oh, I'm glad. I'm sorry for scaring you.